This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Two Weld County police officers will face charges after they left a suspect handcuffed in the back of a police car and it was hit by a train. 20-year-old Yareni Rios Gonzalez was yelling for help as the train approached the car. She suffered multiple severe injuries. One officer faces second-degree assault and manslaughter charges. Both officers face charges for reckless endangerment. A long list of Colorado judges are up for re-election in this year's midterms. Voters will decide if 22 judges remain on the bench. Former Colorado Court of Appeals Judge Russell Caporelli says unsure voters can go to knowyourjudge.com to find info on each judge.
And in the survey report, there are 31 topics, essentially, that are rated by people who saw the judge in action. And you can then apply your own judgment.
You can also find more details on judges at CPR.org. The EPA will award nearly $3 million to local air monitoring projects across Colorado. That includes a program to track air quality near Bello Romero Academy outside Greeley. Patricia Nelson's son attends the school, which is next door to an oil and gas site.
And we will be able to provide information and more data when we're communicating the need for stricter air quality regulations.
The EPA plans to spend $53 million for similar projects nationwide. The funding comes from the federal COVID recovery legislation and the Inflation Reduction Act. You're listening to CPR News.